It's Amy, and March is your lucky month, especially with that tax refund on the way. Invest it wisely in your home with beautiful new floors from 50 Floor. Now, they bring the showroom to you, which is super convenient and makes it so easy to choose from hardwoods, carpets, or luxury vinyl plank. Installation is a breeze, done in just one day. Call 877-50-FLOOR or visit 50floor.com. Mention promo code PODCAST for an extra $300 off. Discover why 50 Floor is the ultimate flooring experience.
What if you didn't have to search all over to find the perfect spot for your next vacation? With the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz, it only takes about 30 seconds to find your perfect beach. Simply select what's important to you on your next vacation. Choose your ideal resort vibe, your favorite activities, even the kind of food you like, and get a list of resorts that match exactly what you're looking for. Try the Perfect Beach Finder quiz today, exclusively at beachbound.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, there's a reason why we keep talking about the earthquake, the political earthquake that happened when Super Tuesday rolled through the United States and into Texas. The reason why Texas has so much to crow about is because for the first time, and I think I said this with Michael Quinn Sullivan last week, the first time the conservative movement scored a clean victory. And it was. The conservatives had so long been battling against these elements who have been out there trying to confuse the situation, lie to the public, tell us they were for us when really they were against us. They were undermining our efforts to try to make a more perfect Texas, a more perfect union on the national level. I think you guys heard about Ken Buck. Ken Buck wanted to stick it to Republicans because, you know, he doesn't like the direction the Republican Party's going in. He doesn't like the fact that Republicans are rising up in the face of the most aggressive anti-American Democrat Party this nation has ever seen. Mr. Buck would rather lay down for all of these radicals rather than oppose them. And the fact that there are some Republicans saying, get up off your ass and oppose them, he's just offended. So he decided he would punish the Republicans, and he's leaving early. So they can't get anything done because, to be quite frank, Mr. Buck kind of leans toward the left-leaning folks. He has more in common with left-wingers who are doing so much damage to our country, to our future, to our children's future. He just has more in common with them. So those kinds of people we've been dealing with here in the state of Texas, Democrats who call themselves Republicans, Cornyn, Phelan, Guerin, just find your list of these individuals. Dustin Burroughs, these individuals who lean left and do their best to thwart the will of conservatives. So the reason why we're having such glee in the conservative movement, and I don't think you can classify it anything else but that glee, is because for the first time, the people get it. And I have to thank the Democrats for it, because frankly, if the Democrats weren't so bat guano crazy, I don't think that the public would be in the mood to hear what we in the conservative movement had to say about these so-called Republicans who were enabling them to do it. So I think it all conspires to provide a perfect storm for us. And it was. And so not only did we have 9 clean victories on Super Tuesday, we have runoffs. Allow me to read some of the evaluations from myriad news organizations. Actually, just going to read from 2 of them, but you'll get the gist of what happened on Super Tuesday and the ramifications. Again, a lot of these so-called Republicans losing outright, 9 of them, kind of an earthquake. But now the runoff elections, and that's where the focus is being geared. And a lot of the left-wing people are noticing how Governor Greg Abbott, in the face of left-wing extremism, has really come out strong in form of conservative candidates and showing very little patience for those who want to coddle left-wingers. This year's Abbott Retribution Tour is giving him, meaning Gary Van Diver, a scare. Quote, "I've been getting beat up for the last 6 weeks," Van Diver said. "I've had a tremendous amount of outside money coming into my district." Outside meaning, you know, Texas. "Into my district and all kinds of mail pieces that are absolutely untrue." No, they were all true. You opposed school choice and education freedom. Van Diver is one of 21 Republicans who opposed Governor Abbott's push for an education savings account, a proposal to use state money to allow children to attend the schools their parents want them to attend by having money, state money, which is dedicated to the education of children, not to the jobs program that GovEd has devolved into. It follows the children for the children's benefit. That's what Governor Abbott's been trying to do with several conservatives out there. Again, Van Diver, one of these individuals. "The people of House District 1 obviously support parental school choice, and they want a choice in their child's education," said a man by the name of Spencer next to a Nextar reporter. "I think that transcends Republican politics, but suffice it to say that the incumbents that lost are clearly on the wrong side of the issue, as they are in a runoff right now." So, yes, here's the breakdown. Of the 9 incumbents that lost their seats on Tuesday, 5 of them faced challengers endorsed and funded by Abbott. Those included Representative Steve Allison, Ernest Bales, Glenn Rogers, who got clobbered, Hugh Shine, Travis Clardy. Representative Reggie Smith also lost after opposing parental school choice and education freedom. Shelley Luther took him out. You might remember her during the China virus pandemic. She refused to close her business, right? So she is now going to be the Republican representative in November, taking on the Democrat. Now, on to the runoffs that are in May. Van Diver, 3 other incumbents were thrown into runoffs: Justin Holland, Dwayne Burns, and John Kemple. And typically, these types of runoff elections don't work out well for the incumbent. Let's turn to Texas scorecard. Here is their result and their listing of results. As of publication, here's the list of races heading to a runoff. Van Diver, we mentioned. House District 12, Trey Wharton and Ben Bias for an open seat there. Bias, B-I-U-S. Jeffrey Berry and Alex Kamkar for an open seat. Jeff Bocknight and A.G. Lauterbach. Then I told you about Kemple and Dwayne Burns. Frederick Frazier, incumbent Frederick Frazier of McKinney, will face challenger Carissa Richardson. Incumbent Lynn Stuckey, who is about as left-wing as they come, folks, big supporter of Democrat chairs, loves to have, as a Republican, Democrats in charge of chairmanships in certain committees to kill conservative legislation. He's going up against Andy Hopper. Stephanie Click, a moderate Republican. She's going to face off against a man named David Lowe. And, of course, Speaker Dade Phelan. Now, there is a whole article at Texas Scorecard about this race in particular because it's the Speaker. And he was the one primarily in charge of not only putting a Obama parliamentarian in place to thwart conservative legislation, but he was also one of the key players in killing conservative legislation to help his Democrat friends. The Speaker of the Texas House, Dade Phelan, will be heading to a runoff after failing to receive the support of a majority of Republican voters in his district. Phelan, who was first elected to the House in 2014 and has been Speaker since 2021, will face off against former Orange County GOP Chairman David Covey in a runoff election that is certain to garner attention from across the state. Phelan had been criticized by conservatives for failing to pass conservative priorities, Republican priorities, placing Democrats in leadership positions and leading the charge to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton last year. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Covey, calling any Republican who backed Phelan a fool. Now, the last time I looked at these results, Covey had actually beaten Dade Phelan It was 46-43% after all the votes were counted. That may have changed as some have been added and subtracted from the tallies. What's her name? What was the name of the... Forgive me, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Alicia Davis is her name. She was the third person in that race, and she got about 10% of the vote. And she has endorsed David Covey. She is not a left-winger. She is not a moderate milquetoast squish. So those who were backing her wanted a conservative. And David Covey, definitely the more conservative of the two between Covey and Dade Phelan. So the conventional wisdom is Dade Phelan is going to lose this election because he is a left-winger who has targeted conservatives, who dislikes conservatives, and he may go down. He may suffer the fate of the myriad pieces of legislation that were conservative that would have benefited Texas. He's going to go down just as hard as they did. Now, I, your liberty-loving Latino, I'm so fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of guys who have been political watchers in this state and know the ins and the outs of Texas politics, who our friends are, meaning conservatives' friends are, who our enemies are, and they have a lot to say about how everything transpired on Super Tuesday and looking ahead to these runoff elections. I will talk with two of these gentlemen coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Let me welcome on Brandon Waltons. He serves as the senior editor for the Texas Scorecard. He managed successful campaigns for top conservative legislators and served as a chief of staff at the Texas Capitol. And Luke Macias, host of the Luke Macias Show. He's Texas-based political consultant who's helped elect the most conservative public servants across the state, worked from the local level to statewide campaigns. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's go into it. I've given some of the headlines that I've been able to pull out. Big stories from the Texas primary. Brandon, you go first.
Well, I think when we talked yesterday about being on here, I think I maybe jokingly said, well, we'll see, you know, what we have to talk about. Now I'm thinking, I don't even know what to narrow it down to, because last night it was absolutely a terrible night to be an incumbent member of the Texas House. Many of these members, people who supported the impeachment of Ken Paxton, people who opposed Governor Greg Abbott's priority of school choice, and now you're in a situation where I believe you had nine incumbents lose last night, another nine facing runoffs, and at the top of that list, most notably, the Speaker of the House, Dave Steelen, who's facing his own runoff, something that hasn't happened to a speaker in 50 years.
Absolutely historic. So, Luke, this is a really bad time to be a Republican who likes to deliver for Democrats on the sly, because the Democrats are so royally screwing up this country and our lives that anybody who's seen as being allied with them, as Dade Phelan is, and a lot of these pro-Democrat Republicans are either defeated or going to runoffs, that's the it's just a bad time to be aligned with a Democrat, isn't it, in Texas?
It is, especially in those districts where donors across Texas are willing to step up, where grassroots Texans in that district are actually organizing, starting to organize. I can't tell you how many stories I know of precinct chairmen whose county has been under control by the establishment for generations, and they delivered some strong victories last night, even on the local level as well, which this kind of bubbles over and bleeds over. And so it really did go to show that where people are highly organized and willing to put in the work, they're seeing tremendous success. We also have Reggie Smith losing up in Grayson County. This is the chairman of elections.
Yes.
And Dade Phelan basically had him be the boogeyman that killed over a dozen election integrity bills in the legislature. J.C. Jatan, who voted to give taxpayer money, actually debated Tony Tinderholt, who you've had on your show a bunch of times. This guy literally debated Tony Tinderholt on the floor and said, yeah, we need to give taxpayer money to these mental health care facilities that are socially transitioning kids. And he loses without a runoff, even though $1.5 million is what he spent on his reelection campaign.
Wow.
So the message to some of these more liberal Republicans, and hopefully some of their colleagues, is you need to wake up, because you shouldn't be voting with Democrats to kill conservative policy, to help pass their agenda. Mitch Little's victory cannot be understated. This guy got 48% of the early vote and 57% of election day vote. That
wow.
is a massive turnaround, and that was another one where I believe that when the receipts come in, Krawda Timmisch will have spent over $2 million in that election. That is how much Texans for Lawsuit Reform and many other Austin Swamp creatures spent to try to keep Mitch Little out of the legislature. And it looks like, you know, he gets there by 300 votes.
By 300 votes. I went to bed last night and Condra was ahead, and I was a little concerned that wasn't going to be the case, but so Mitch did make that comeback. So we're looking at 300 votes separating the two right now.
That's right. And that's okay. with all of the votes in. And so that is a wide enough margin. I would be surprised if Krawda challenges that in some type of recount or anything. Again, just going to show the grassroots knew that all this money was pouring in. The local, they were walking thousands of doors between early voting and election
right.
day. There was a massive rally. Steve Bannon came in from literally Washington, D.C.
yes.
to that district and had 600 or 700 people in attendance for that.
Crazy.
It just goes to show it's not over until the very last vote is counted. Every single person standing polls, shaking people's hands, handing them conservative recommendations to vote, telling their friend to go vote, made the difference in that race. And that's just another example of, you know, Brent Money. I think we've talked about this, Chris.
Yep.
You had him on your program before.
Yep.
This guy loses a special election in December. In January, I'm sorry, by 111 votes. And what we now know is over 100 Beto donors voted in that special election.
Ooh.
1,000 model Democrat voters voted in that special election. Well, now we come to a Republican primary. Those voters are told,
ta-da.
Hey, Democrats stole this election. And I talked to Brent Money. He said there were hundreds of people coming to the polls saying, I voted for Jill Dutton. I didn't know that she was the Democrats' choice. I'm voting for you this time.
Wow.
And this is just a testimony, again, to the fact that nobody backed off. Not a single grassroots conservative in Hunt, Hopkins, or Van Zandt said, well, you know what? We fought really hard. We got beat in the special. Let's take our balls and go home.
Nope.
They actually regrouped, doubled down, and made sure to deliver to House District 2 a conservative voice.
You know,
so these are just some pretty remarkable victories.
It is. It is. And, you know, back to the Reggie Smith defeat, Shelley Luther, right, handing mm-hmm. him. So Brandon, when Kim Ogg, as reporting by left-wing sources, Kim Ogg walks into her polling place and finds out the DA in Houston, she finds out somebody's already voted in her name. We can thank Dade Phelan for all of his efforts, and of course Reggie Smith, who went down in defeat. We can thank them for having DAs, Democrat DAs, being able to walk in and say, "Oh, I want to vote today for myself." Oh, you can't. You already voted. It doesn't that put an exclamation point on the legacy of these pro-Democrat Republicans?
Absolutely. And in that case, not only is it the people in the legislature, the people in the Texas House who killed election integrity legislation, but it's also on the Court of Criminal Appeals. I mean, you had the Court of Criminal Appeals, and we've talked about this, of course, that had ruled just 2-3 years ago that the Attorney General cannot prosecute election fraud cases, that that's supposed to be in the hands of DAs, many of them these Soros-tied DAs, especially in places like Harris County, where Democrats run the show there, and clearly they have no interest in enforcing election integrity. Well, also last night, if you look at those races, those candidates, those challengers to that, those three Court of Criminal Appeals candidates that were up for re-election, those challengers won in large part because of that argument that the Attorney General should, of course, have the power to go after election fraud. And so, you know, that was just another one of the, I'd say, the big stories that came out of last night.
Well, and we talked about that before you guys got on the program. We said, you know, that we, in my opinion, all eight of those so-called Republican judges on the Criminal Court of Appeals should have been impeached. But because Dade Phelan, who is really a Democrat and delivers for Democrats, because he was in charge of the Texas House, that didn't happen. So we'll take them out one at a time. And it wasn't even close, Luke. It was an absolutely a staunch repudiation by the Texas electorate to these Criminal Court of Appeals judges who the people of Texas said, you just got it wrong in service to socialists.
Oh, 100%. And you've seen these elections for a long time, Chris. They're typically close. You have somebody's last name Smith,
yep.
Somebody's last name Law. They both run for judge. Nobody knows who they are. One wins 52, one wins 48. And so when you have some of these incumbent judges losing by a 20-point margin, that is an informed electorate.
That's
the encouraging part of that. That's what I want to be as a testimony to all your listeners, because, you know, so many people have watched Fox News, they listen to the national media, but they don't know what's going on in Texas. And they're waking up, because that margin of victory means that there are a lot of Texans that walked in that knew what they were doing.
Well,
and they said, I need to get rid of my Court of Criminal Appeals incumbents. We're in a great place when the grassroots see that.
Yeah, and by the way, the straw poll at CPAC said the conservatives, now the most trusted name in cable news, is Newsmax. They're all defecting from the Karl Rove Never Trump Network, which is Fox. Folks, we're talking to Brandon Waltons and Luke Macias, guys who know what they're talking about Texas politics. I can't let this go, because I'm sorry, the incumbent Glenn Rogers in District 60 is such a slime ball. He really is a massive slime ball. And he got tattooed, not only with the help of Governor Greg Abbott and other staunch conservatives, A.G. Paxton, who was also instrumental in getting the word about the Criminal Court of Appeals. Mike Alcott just laid waste to Glenn Rogers, the people in his district not in the mood for a pro-Democrat Republican. Right, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, literally, this was a case where you had pretty much any conservative elected official that was offering endorsements, be it Governor Abbott, be it Attorney General Ken Paxton, Senator Ted Cruz, Sid Miller, you know, the list goes on. All of them had rallied around Mike Alcott. Notable, by the way, because Governor Abbott endorsed Glenn Rogers over Mike Alcott just 2 years ago.
Right.
And so you had this shift. You had a lot of momentum behind Alcott, and he absolutely ran the table against Glenn Rogers. And so that was certainly one of the big victories last night. And, you know, a lot of people wondering, you know, what Glenn Rogers' next move is going to be. This is somebody who literally just a few weeks ago challenged Sid Miller, our agriculture commissioner, to a duel. And this is before he lost, right? So,
hey,
you know, a lot of people wondering what his next move is going to be.
Well, in typical Democrat fashion, they always resort to violence, right? And he was lying about Alcott. He got desperate. And the more desperate he got, the more it made me smile, to be honest. Let me give you, this is one of the races up in the air right now, Luke, and I would love your analysis on this one, because I have personal experience with a guy by the name of Lynn Stuckey. I was giving a speech in front of a group of people, and I was decrying Democrat chairs being put into power by Republicans like Dade Phelan. I was told by several people at the speech that Lynn Stuckey went to the organizers and wanted to have me taken off the stage because I was saying something he didn't want me to say, that these pro-Democrat Republicans didn't want to have said. In typical left-wing socialist fashion, Lynn Stuckey wanted to silence your liberty-loving Latino here. So he got 43% of the vote. Andy Hopper got 46% of the vote, with Elaine Hayes drawing 10%. This is going to a runoff. How do you see it playing out?
Well, one important thing to understand is that Elaine Hayes is a conservative Republican. She ran on a conservative platform. She said, we don't need Democrat chairs. She said the Paxton impeachment was wrong. So her voters are representative of individuals who want to see a change in that community. They want to see a more conservative representative. Lynn Stuckey is, again, somebody who spent well over $1 million on his reelection campaign to come in second place. I think there's a lot of blood in the water there. Andy Hopper is one of the, I've said this before, but Andy Hopper is one of the hardest working candidates I know in the conservative movement.
He is.
And it's not just him. It is an army of people in Wise and Denton County. I mean, there were poll locations on election day that had 10 or 12 volunteers. And it wasn't because another one wasn't covered. It was because so many people were like, I am here to stand to talk to my neighbors to deliver more votes for Andy Hopper. So there's a huge grassroots movement there. I do think that Andy has a lot of momentum. But again, I'll say this on the runoffs. There's probably a dozen runoffs that are pretty important at this point. And these runoffs are ones where we're going to see the Austin establishment double and triple down. And I think spend even more money than they spent in the first round because they see their power slipping away. So conservatives can't take anything for granted. Even races that they're doing well in, they have to understand that if $1 million was spent in the first round, $2 million could be spent from now till late May.
Damn right.
So we're about to see a massive amount of money. But the reality is that more conservative educated voters vote in runoffs. And if they can continue to come out, I think Andy's in a strong position.
I think so, too. And guys, that brings me to the last question. I just wanted you to weigh in, because I think that there is a sentiment, as I mentioned, the National Democrat Party is screwing up the country. Their representatives here in Texas are also trying to screw up Texas, and the electorate gets it and knows it. And you saw the overwhelming performance of President Trump yesterday in Texas. I mean, it wasn't even close. Reports say Nikki Haley is going to concede today. These pro-Democrat Republicans that are falling, or I believe about to fall, they are aligned with Nikki Haley against President Trump. And isn't that going to factor into these runoff races, do you think, Brandon?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, some of these people you have in runoffs, for example, Representative Justin Holland is somebody who has not only been vocally anti-Trump, but has even fairly recently said that Trump's not welcome in Texas. He threw insults at him. And it just tells you that that's not where the Republican electorate's at in Texas.
Amen to that. Luke, how do you read it?
I think Brandon actually wrote a great piece on Justin Holland saying that a couple weeks ago, right? It is really ironic that Justin says, hey, Donald Trump's not welcome in Texas. And then Texas go, we want this guy to be our president. So, I mean, it's going to be a wake-up call to some of these guys who have taken a position that says, hey, we really do represent the Nikki Haley wing of the Texas GOP. And that's fine. In fact, I hope that they honestly say that over the next several months. Yeah, Trump voters know that we need more conservative representation. And Donald Trump, Dan Patrick, Ken Paxton, Sid Miller, these guys, and the governor of our state, Greg Abbott, stepped into a lot of these races and said, we're going to actually talk to the voters about the liberal records of these incumbents.
Amen.
And when
Amen.
They did that, and when we had unity, it crushed them. So I think we're in a good position.
Amen to that. And these people, look, we have enough problems with Democrat socialists. We don't need so-called Republicans aiding them. Brandon Walton's The Texas Scorecard. Luke Macias, The Luke Macias Show. Gentlemen, appreciate the time and the analysis.
Thank you,
Chris.
The primary season is not over. The Rhino Reckoning is not over. And it is my fervent hope and belief that more of these individuals who call themselves Republicans, who saw fit to portray conservatives, who saw fit to market themselves as conservatives only to get in and throw us under the bus, throw our families under the bus, our safety, security, prosperity, our liberties under the bus, that they also should fall and never be allowed into politics again where they could do more harm. That's a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government or fake politicians who pretend to be one thing and do another. A society's worth is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
It's Amy, and March is your lucky month, especially with that tax refund on the way. Invest it wisely in your home with beautiful new floors from 50 Floor. Now, they bring the showroom to you, which is super convenient and makes it so easy to choose from hardwoods, carpets, or luxury vinyl plank. Installation is a breeze, done in just one day. Call 877-50-FLOOR or visit 50floor.com. Mention promo code PODCAST for an extra $300 off. Discover why 50 Floor is the ultimate flooring experience.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all the meetings, camera on, while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues to teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.